Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Klalam and Gimel, Sim and Gimel. We're talking about when is the time that you have to finish Mincha by. So for a few points. First of all, the question is, with these money we're talking about, must you start by those times? Are you supposed to finish by that time? So the Mishnah Berurah understands that you actually have to finish by that time. Whatever time we're talking about, the person has to finish his Shtilash Manasseh by that point in time. In regards to the Chazan doing Chazar Sashatz, we'll see some kulas. There is an Aruch HaShulchan that says the main thing is that you start before this month, even though you finish afterwards. And from the language of the Chayyadim, who talks about a case where it was Nimshach HaLaila, it sounds like you started beforehand and then ended up schlepping later than originally planned. So it sounds like it actually would end up finishing. As long as you start on time, it's enough. Which the Aruch HaShulchan relies on that, but the Shavur pass is not like that. A person has to finish by the proper time. So we're going to look at a few different times. So first of all, Mishnah Berurah says that a person, according to the Mechaber, according to the Ramah, a person can daven after sunset until the beginning of the time called Ben Hashmashes of the Ren Otam, which is much later. Ramashi suggested in America that starts around 40 minutes or so after Shkia. There's what to talk about that, but let's... So, I mean, theoretically, according to Mishnah Berurah, in the case of B'diavad B'shas L'chagali, did not have mincha beforehand, so a person could daven mincha after Shkia as well. But Mishnah Berurah says, if you have a choice between davening mincha b'tzibur after Shkia, or davening b'yachidus before Shkia, you should daven before Shkia b'yachidus. On this, many poskim disagree with him and say that since, according to the Mechaber and the Ramah, you're allowed to daven afterwards. A. And B, even according to the opinion of the Ga'onim, which the Mishnah Berurah is following, and Paskin like, it's not Laila immediately after Shkia, it's called Ben Hashmashes. So Ben Hashmashes extends a period of time, so you could argue Ben Hashmashes is a Suffolk Yom. On top of that, there's another argument that Gemara says that there's a Machlokes in Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi. Whenever you hold Ben Hashmashes is, according to the Ga'onim or according to the Ben Otam, either way you understand. So according to Rabbi Huda, that whole time has been a Shmoshes. According to Rabbi Yossi, that time is actually Yom. And Ben Shmoshes is the last second right after that, one moment right afterwards. According to Rabbi Yossi, Ben Shmoshes is Keherafayin, and it's like the blink of an eye. And it takes place after Rabbi Huda's month. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it's Vada Yom. According to Rabbi Huda, it's a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. You have a Sveik Sveika to argue that it's Yom. So we should hold, at least during that period of time, a person can daven mincha. If he has a choice to daven tefillah b'tzibur, which will finish during that period of time, a person can be mekel. And that is what many poskim are saying. So how long is that period of time? So according to the Gemara says it's 3/4 of a mil. So assuming a mil is 18 minutes, like we've spoken about, so 3/4 of that is 13 and a half minutes. So and from after Shkia, for the period of time of 13 and a half minutes, you still have time to get your mincha in. On top of that, there's also Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who says in many places that you calculate Shkia not by the time of what is at sea level, but where you are based on elevation. And many of the charts give this manim of Shkia based on sea level, not based on the elevation. So in the case of you're in an elevated area, and the areas around you are, the horizons are actually lower, so you actually gain more time. And he holds it that even if you're on sea level, you actually follow that zman. So not everybody agrees with him on that point, but again, it's another argument. So that adds about 3 or 4 minutes, potentially, to the zman of Shkia. So Ramosha says in America that till 9 minutes a person can be mekel and assume that it's still Ben Hashmashes. After that he feels it's questionable. Many people disagree and hold you can continue even to 13 and a half minutes, possibly even longer. But if a person is going to, between 5 and 10 minutes after Shkia, basically it comes out you're going to be allowed to be mekel to daven Shmonesu with the Tzibur, even though they're not going to finish before Shkia. Last point, there is a argument which the Aruch HaShulchan says, and the Levush talks about, that even if you hold that, like the calculation of the Rabbeinu Tam, regards to Shabbos, regards to Mincha, a person should be more careful. Why? Because mincha corresponds to the korban tamid. And at what point in time does the shkita have to be done? So the Rebbeinu Tam himself in Masechtas Menachos says, even though he holds it's not considered laila until much later, in regards to the halachas of the psul of dam becoming posul when the sun sets, that's only the first sunset. So as soon as the first sunset happens, the dam becomes posul and you cannot bring the korban anymore. So even if I will pass in the Gabi Hilchos Shabbos that you're allowed to do malacha after the sun sets, because it's still Yom, which is what the Shulchan Aruch actually holds, and there actually was a minig in certain kehillas in Europe to actually do malacha after the sunset. The Satmarov said in Europe when he was in the city of Satmar, after the sun would set, he would take a ride. He would ride to take a drive on the car to shul, and take a ride on the car to shul, because according to him, it's still Yom. But regards to mincha, the bush says you have to finish before the sunset, because that's a lacha. There's a special ribui that dam becomes posel by shkia. That's referring to the first shkia, not the second shkia. So that's another argument that you really have to, which like the Mishavura's argument, you really need to try and make sure you finish your mincha prior to actual sunset. Okay, have a good day.